We like to help people with numbers. Adam and Eve got thrown out of the garden for one sin. One sin. Only eight people got on the ark out of maybe millions. Only three came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You want to know how few are going to make it to the kingdom? A puny few number. Three come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Eight get on the ark. Only two out of 600,000 come out of Israel of the men. That's the number that's few, a puny number. Look at America and the vast millions, and you're going to see the fruit of a corrupt nation, a feminized nation, a materialized nation, a paganized nation, a nation that does not love the truth of God but loves its own itchy-eared theology. Test yourself, sir. Test yourself. Go deep in the scriptures. We can read the Word of God, and we can know the truth. Do you believe the Word of God? God's Word is true. He's not a liar. Know this also, in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For this is the sort that creep into homes and lead captive silly women laden astray with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the American culture. Paul warned it would be like this in the last days. Corrupt nations, corrupt people that hate the truth of God. Test yourself, sir. Corrupt people that love their flesh more than they love the Savior that died and shed his blood for them. Seek the kingdom. Christ made the narrow way, neighbor. Don't trample his blood this day.